Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I heard this on Middays today, and my God, we are just starved for bizarre things to buy, apparently, when we go to the grocery store.
Oh, because no, we're not doing this, are we?
Heinz has teamed up with Mattel to bring us the mashup we never knew we needed, barbecue sauce.
A.K.A. Pepto-Bismol in a bottle.
It looks disgusting. As a salute to Barbie's 65th anniversary, Mattel and Heinz UK have announced an unconventional collaboration that made our heads turn. They write Heinz Classic Barbecue Sauce. They write, no, that is not a typo. We really do mean to say barbecue. The special sauce of sorts, which is a mix of vegan mayonnaise and barbecue sauce.
Oh, we had to make it vegan mayonnaise.
It's the condiment mashup that none of us knew we needed, but apparently asked for. And yes, it's pink. It is pink. It's disgusting looking.
Can we highlight the whole vegan mayonnaise thing? It's barbecue sauce. In theory, it's intended to go on meat.
There's and there's no mayonnaise in traditional barbecue
sauce.
There
is not.
I don't really understand what that's about either.
Sounds like a weird fry sauce that they're just trying to market under barbecue.
They are
name.
Selling, if you want it, the first of 5,000 bottles went on its website today.
I can see collectors getting in on it.
I agree. They're starting in the UK and Spain, but they are looking to expand. No word when Kenchup will join the party.
Yes, Kenchup is in the works as well.
It is Barbie's world. After all, we are just living in it. And then this story that made me groan. Dogs are getting their own airline, but it won't be cheap. Finally, dogs can fly. That is the lofty proclamation on the website for Bark Air, a 100% totally real new service that vows to revolutionize flying for our canine companions. In a statement, the airline launched by the BarkBox subscription service will offer a more fun and humane option for dogs traveling with their two-legged human companions without having to be shoved in the cargo hold. Now, here's the limited itinerary and the cost. So far, the legs will just originate from New York to either L.A. or London.
Are there four legs?
Yes, Sam.
Sorry.
There are four legs. It will be $6,000 one way from New York to L.A. or $8,000 if you want to go on to London.
So basically, you're just paying for a private jet.
Yeah. I mean, you also get to fly with your dog. So each passenger pup gets a pass to bring one adult human companion.
Okay, what does this world come to?
Dog passengers will have to... Oh, now here's the deal. You got to have vaccination records. Children are not allowed on the flights.
Can't be having no rabies spreading dogs on there.
Leashes are required during taxiing and takeoff and landing, as well as during turbulent flights. Otherwise, the dogs can fly leash free. Again, $6,000 if you want to go from New York to... It never ceases to amaze me. The amount of money that people will spend on their pets.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. It's not where I spend my money, but there are people that will snatch up those flights.
Dana, I've got one for you. You love self-checkout, right?
You know how much I hate self-checkout, Sam.
So up in Canada, there were a number of Walmarts that were ripping the self-checkout out of their stores and replacing them with cashiered registers.
Oh, okay, good.
Target trying to crack down on theft. They made it so that you can only have 10 items or less in a self-checkout lane.
Yep.
Now, this story coming to you out of Shrewsbury, Missouri, which is over in St. Louis County.
Shrewsbury, okay.
Walmart is deciding to make a change to improve the store's shopping experience. They say the self-checkout lanes are no more.
I knew it. I'm telling you, the pendulum always swings one way and then it swings all the way back.
After
the retailers thought this would be a good idea, the theft is rampant, and now they're going, okay, we'll put cashiers back.
In 2 weeks after they made this decision, you will no longer find a self-checkout at the Walmart in Shrewsbury. They will all be staffed lanes.
Good.
Now, I hope they start hiring more than two cashiers, because that was the age-old joke in Walmart, is that they have 45 cashier lanes and a whopping two cashiers.
They just looked at this. Self-checkout is turning us into thieves. Not all of it is our fault, but 15% of self-checkout users confess to purposely stealing, while the rest say they accidentally walked out without scanning something.
Right, accidentally. Mm-hmm.
In fact, nearly a third of Gen Zers admit they steal from checkout aisles.
The trend is so prominent, they came up with a name for it called skip scanning.
It's skip scanning.
Yep.
Where, so you pretend like you're scanning something, but and you go boop, like you make the noise.
Well, you scan one thing, and then you hover the other thing over the scanner, but don't get it quite close enough that it scans, and then you go beep, and then you put it in the bag.
Here's another from a couple weeks ago from Fox Business. Dollar General is dropping self-checkout at hundreds of stores to reduce theft.
Over 300 stores, yeah.
Good. I'm sorry. It was
the
a bad idea.
Are turning.
They tried it.
Mm-hmm.
It failed. Go back to cashiers. I'm glad. I'm glad Dollar General's dropping it.
I will say I'm a fan of the self-checkout when I've only got a few items. I do not like waiting in line behind the people that have 750 items in their cart at the old Walmart.
With a check, like Scott Parks.
Oh, yeah.
913-586-7798.
Who do I make it out to?
We'll wrap up. Can I fill up my ledger?
Do you want me to round up to the next dollar?
The hour here in just a moment. And then we've got an AI story coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Ugh, I hate AI. Deep fakes in schools. We will tell you what that's about and what one high school is trying to do to stop it. Probably a good time to have a conversation about this with our teenagers around the dinner table this evening. And I will tell you why. Straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.